So the first, our top hit was called Love Me Baby.
Why would a child call a song that? What is going on?
It goes, love me baby because I love you. Love me baby and I hope you do. Love me, love me. What do you think of that? That's one of the first.
Why are you from Texas?
This podcast talks openly about mental health, sex, relationships, and various other personal subjects that some people may find triggering.
Now, I know what you're thinking, so I'm just going to explain a little bit. Why Dear Mr. Nick a Thief? So basically, long story short, when I was in year 5, I went swimming with my class and a guy came in the changing room and stole everybody's knickers. So I did what any responsible 10-year-old girl would do, and I wrote a letter addressed to said local pedo, printed it off and handed it out around my class. It contained some comedy gold, if I do say so myself. Poetic, almost. Yeah.
Not only did little Sophie write to the local paedophile, she also wrote to herself every day in her diary. And when we found it, we were like, this is hilarious. People have to hear this. Oh, here we are.
Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Dear Miss Nick a Thief. I'm Sophie.
I'm Johanna.
We always manage to screw up the first and the second. I was like, wait, is she going to introduce herself? Hang on, let's try that again. Hi, everyone. Welcome back to Dear Miss Nick a Thief, the podcast. I'm Sophie Craig.
I'm Johanna James.
And today we're joined by our lovely radio DJ and presenter, Will Richard.
That's the biggest welcome I've ever had in my life. I was expecting a drum roll as well in that part. Thank you. Hello.
I should have done it. Oh, sorry, I'll put that in late. Post it.
How is everyone? All right?
We're great, thanks. How are
good.
You?
I'm okay. I'm very good, in fact, because positive mental attitude.
PMA. Mm.
That's what it's all about. Pretend you're happy. No.
Make it till you make it. Yeah.
No, I'm actually okay. I'm excited because I've heard your podcasts and now I'm on it. I'm on it.
You are. In the hot seat.
Here's something. We'll go straight into it. I had the worst Christmas ever. Thanks for asking. Honestly, it was terrible. I'll tell you for why. Do you want to know why? I'll tell you why.
Yes,
go on.
It's because I got ill, not COVID. I had 3 tests. It wasn't COVID. I got so ill from about 3 or 4 days before Christmas until about 4 or 5 days after Christmas. I didn't have Christmas dinner. I lost like 1.5 stones plus side. That's good. Not in a healthy way. That was the worst Christmas ever. But I'm okay with it because it was pretty bad for most people, I think.
What was it? Was it like a flu?
Yeah, influenza, aka man flu, I believe.
Man flu.
Big boy flu. Adult flu.
I've not had flu, proper flu, for, I'm going to say, 15 years. That's not a stretch.
Were 20.
Since I was 29.
There was no need for
Find your manners.
Unbelievable.
Yeah. I haven't had it. I used to clean my microwave, I found out retrospectively, with bathroom bleach.
Now she's radioactive.
The spray I was using. And I would clean my microwave and every day I would so I don't like tea and coffee. And so I have hot Ribena, like a hot squash, and I'd warm it up in the microwave. And sometimes my food and my drink would have a slight tinge of bleach in it.
You're saying this benefits you?
I think that's why it's not the flu. I think me sort of having a tiny, tiny dose of bleach for a year or so. I don't know. That's all I can come up with.
So
I do not recommend
saying,
anybody does
disclaimer.
Do that.
Disclaimer. No, sounding a little bit Donald Trumpy
idea.
Here.
Yeah, I do.
Don't ingest bleach.
Don't ingest bleach.
Debating whether or not to keep that in the bottle.
Oh, my goodness.
Please definitely do not. So this is me trying to adult in my early 20s. I cleaned my microwave with bleach and I also washed my clothes with only conditioner for like 5 years. I wasn't using detergent.
Not knowingly.
I thought, this smells nice, doesn't it? And then I actually read it one day and it was fabric softener. I was
I've been there and it was embarrassing for me, on myself, because I'm thinking, freshest garms in the game, no worries about it. You know, wear it once, chuck it in the bin, not a problem. But it's all because I was using purely Lenore. And I wasn't, or other brands are available. I wasn't using the sudsy bit. I was just using the soft and smooth bit. I was honestly strokeable, but not clean.
Yeah. Just a dirty, soft person.
And there's nothing worse than being strokeable and not clean. I think you know.
Okay, guys. I am at an absolute loss, guys. See you later.
How much do you need? How much content do you need? There might not be a lot you can use.
No. Right. So today, oh, Sophie, God. Where are we going? We're going to go back in time. Hills of Sophie's diary.
We are. We're diving back in to primary school.
Back to the primary school.
Back to the primary.
The golden days. Primary school.
Oh, my God.
I loved primary school.
It's just brilliant. And then
no worries.
And your biggest responsibility was your goldfish or your hamster. Do you know what I mean?
I killed them both. Not intentionally. That came out wrong. That came out really wrong.
Will.
Yeah, I killed them both. I didn't mean it like that. I didn't. That reminds me of something I want to bring up with you girls, right?
Go on.
I know that you go over this in the start in your intro to the podcast. But how did somebody get away with stealing children's underwear from a swimming pool? What on earth happened? And how did that go down? And why is that man not in prison?
He might well be. Will, he might well be.
Do you know him?
No, God, no. Basically, you know when you like just go swimming when you're like a kid, you have your swimming lessons with your school. Mm. So yeah, we all just went down at the swimming baths, all got changed in the changing rooms, went for a swim, got out, and all of our underwear had been stolen.
Wow. That's messed up. So if that happened now, I'm obviously...
Oh my God, it just shows how much times have changed. Yeah. It's crazy.
But there'd be uproar in the streets. Yeah. Whereas then... The parents just went, oh, Christ, now I've got to buy new underwear for the kids.
Yeah, exactly. And do you know what I was gutted about as well?
Favourite knickers?
I can't remember my knickers, but I remember going there and being like, okay, we've got to be careful, blah, blah, blah. And I went in my new blue jacket and that got stolen from there as well. So there was
it wasn't just underwear?
No, this was another time. I think people it was rife. It was rife. Rife with thieves and paedophiles.
Oh my goodness.
And Peter on that thief. Note, shall we begin?
Yes, we probably should delve into this.
This is called The Time We Were Famous. Dear Tessa, that's the name of my diary, by the way.
You'll have to explain that, but okay.
Today was amazing. Our band is now becoming famous. I feel like I should explain a bit of a backstory to this.
What is your band? Who is your band?
The band is called The Crazy Kids, okay?
Right? Oh, wow.
Yeah.
The Crazy Kids.
Crazy Kids.
And like, what are you? Kind of goth punk, emo, electro pop, K-pop?
Okay. Heavily inspired.
Emo? She was 10.
Heavily inspired by the Spice Girls, I feel. Right. So the Crazy Kids. And we all had names for the band. I can't remember what mine was. I'll have to get back to you on that, but I do talk about it later.
Crazy Spice.
It might have been like crazy. Mine might have been like crazy because I wasn't.
What was your role within the band? What were you?
I was the founder. Yep, I was the lyricist, the songwriter. Yeah.
Were you the lead singer?
No, we kind of all pitched in equally there.
Oh,
but
you shared vocals, okay.
Well, you're sort of founder manager. You can actually sing, Sophie.
Hmm.
So,
well, thank you, that's very kind.
No, I didn't say well. But, hold your horses. No, so you can actually sing. So can you give us a verse of one of the Crazy Kids songs?
I actually remember two.
Go for it.
No way.
I do, I remember two of them. So the first, our top hit was called Love Me Baby.
Why would a child call a song that? What is going on?
It goes. Love me, baby, cause I love you. Love me, baby, and I hope you do. Love me, love me. What do you think of that? That's one of the first.
Why are you from Texas? What's happened there?
Anyway,
Simon Cowell might have something to say.
Wow.
No.
We were famous. Hang on a minute, guys. So basically what happened was one afternoon we were in the playground and we decided, right, enough's enough. We're creating a band. This is it. We're the Crazy Kids. And that was it over lunchtime. And I decided that the next obviously best step to do after we'd made up a song in the playground over first sort of like our first break time, the next natural step to do was obviously to get some PR. So I wrote...
Well, before you did any of the writing, rehearsals, performance, let's PR this.
Yeah, of course.
Straight out the bat, right.
Makes sense.
The next natural step, of course, was PR, being the entrepreneur that I am. I decided that I would write a letter to my local newspaper and say, hi.
Good start.
Yeah, hi, my name is Sophie. I'm in a band. We're called The Crazy Kids. And we'd like to be in the paper, basically. I wish I could find that letter. I'm gonna have to be like, can you find this letter?
Anyway, is it always a letter with you, Soph?
I'm a writer. I just love it.
Normally, like when something happens in England, we're like, you know, let's make a cup of tea. Sophie's like, I'm going to write a letter.
Hey, anything that happens. I'm going to put a spanner in the works.
Oh.
I hate tea.
Oh, I hate tea.
Yeah, we don't like tea either. I like a herbal tea, but not a normal cuppa.
Black, strong espresso, I'm yours.
No, I'm not a coffee either.
I hate tea and coffee.
Yeah.
That's why I had bleach in the microwave.
Cup of hot bleach is all yours.
Cup of hot bleach, yeah.
Nice warm Dettol. The brands are available.
Please do not drink bleach. Anyway, I sent this letter off in the post with a second class stamp, and sure enough, I got a phone call from the Evening Mail, and they said, look, thank you, we received your letter. They must have absolutely pissed themselves when they got this letter, like in the thing, but they humoured it, and they rang the house, and they said, oh my God, yeah, of course, we'll come down and we'll take a picture. So I was like, oh my God. Went to school the next day and was like...
A picture?
I was like, guys, this is a pretty big deal. We've got the newspapers coming round to tonight. They're coming to take a picture in the back garden. So of course, we had about four more recruits for the Crazy Kids at that point when they realised that they were getting famous. So yeah, course, the band got pretty big. And they all came round. We stood in my back garden in our best Sunday clothes and held a guitar that was far too big for us. And we'd never played a guitar in our life and took a picture. We sang a little bit of Love Me Baby for them on my patio and they left.
I've just got this brilliant image in my head of you, a few others, and the cast of basically Tracy Beaker in your back garden with a giant guitar, thinking to yourself, fucking hell, I've made it. You wouldn't believe it, would you?
Oh, I need to show you this picture. I will. I'll find this picture.
Wait,
and
it exists?
I've still got the picture.
Well, why have I not got it now? Where is it?
Oh, it is absolutely brilliant. I'll find it for you. I will. I'll send it over to you guys. I'll make sure we'll pop it on our socials as well. So yeah, that was...
put it on mine as well.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
So that is, that's the a bit of the backstory of the Crazy Kids. So we'll carry on.
Wow.
Our band is now becoming famous. All the dinner ladies printed out our picture from the Evening Mail and posted it around the dinner hall. Mrs. McCoy even asked for our autographs. She was the dinner lady. Yeah. Pretty big.
She was an instigator. Who was this woman?
Yeah, I know. Bless us. We were like lining up to go and get our mash and... Oh, no, actually. What was it? Yeah, probably mash and probably like turkey dinosaurs and stuff.
Oh, turkey chislers before Jamie Oliver ruined them and took all the sugar out of them or whatever it was. Doesn't matter. Yeah. Get back to it.
Lumpy mash and turkey dinosaurs and semolina.
Turkey crack dinosaurs.
Not fair. Anyway, so Mrs. McCoy had put up all these pictures around the dining hall and we were like, God, just stood next to the pictures as we were lining up. God, guys, don't look. Anyway, we made up a new song in the playground today. I came up with it last night in bed. A man was in the bath. So I went in and asked her for a pen and paper so I could write it down so I wouldn't forget.
Oh, sorry. You said my mum was in the bath.
Yeah, my mum was in the bath.
I thought you said a man was in the bath.
Yeah, me too.
Oh, sorry.
Because you said me mam and it sounded like there was a man.
Northern. I forget sometimes. I'm talking to Sophie and I'm just like, why was a man in the bath and why have you walked in there randomly? Oh, no, it was her mother. Makes sense. There's no way.
I don't know why I went to the bath to ask her for pen and paper when it's clearly not in the bathroom. Mm. Bless her heart.
There was a man in the bath and he had all of my underwear.
And my blue swing bats coat.
He's wearing it. Squeezed right into it. Making weird images.
Anyway, I went in to ask her for a pen and paper so I could write it down so I wouldn't forget. It's called Rock and Roll Baby.
Wow. Lots of babies.
A lot of babies.
You're right.
Okay. I actually realise now, thinking about it, that this was different lyrics, but put to the tune of a very famous song. I didn't realise.
Behave yourself. Of course you did. You only knew four songs, and one of those the Kentucky Fried Chicken song.
It went like this. Rock and roll, baby. Rock and roll, baby. Rock and roll to the bottom of your soul. Rock and roll, baby.
Right, I've not got the tune. So if
what was the original song that was trying to be?
I think it's something from Greece. What's the rock and
roll, baby? What is going on? You keep saying baby. It's getting weird.
I know. The album, you should have been called The Crazy Babies.
Yeah. Oh, there was one been... actually that me and my best friend made up called I Know. And it was like, I know that you know that I know I love you. And I was like, wow. Yeah. I'm pretty sure Cheryl Tweedy, Cheryl Cole, Cheryl...
One of them.
Yeah. Did a song about that.
She must have heard it.
She must have, nicked it from you.
I need to look into the IP of that and stuff.
Absolutely. There could be a gold mine of money.
Royalties.
Absolutely. You heard it here first, guys. You heard it here first.
I know
first.
That you know that I love you.
See? Sticks in your head, doesn't it, Johanna?
Yeah, it's very catchy, actually.
Very, very catchy.
Oh my goodness.
Anyway, our first, it's called Rock and Roll Baby. Love Me Baby was our first hit song, which you have all heard now. Mm. The only annoying thing is Claire quit the band today.
Oh, damn it.
Yep.
Claire.
Yeah.
Claire. Why? She was on the cusp.
She was on the cusp of fame.
Well, maybe she knew that if you're the first to quit the band and go solo, you're more likely to be successful. So she Jerry was just Halliwell. Trying to break off. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. She was Jerry Halliwell.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah. I mean, listen to this. Steph said she wanted to be in the band instead. So I cut out Claire's face in the photo of our fridge and drew a picture of Steph.
You drew? Oh my goodness.
There wasn't Photoshop back then, Will. We had to think literally.
Why didn't you just use another photo of her?
Because I didn't have time. I went home. A lot had changed between lunchtime and getting home for my tea, yeah? Mm. And Claire had quit the band. It was too late. The photo had already gone to print. Everybody had been flashed around the school. My mum had put it on the fridge. And I thought, Claire's there, and she just quit. So I cut her face out, drew a nice picture of Steph, and I put her face on it behind it.
Solved. Done.
Entrepreneur. That's me. Head of PR, that's what they call me. Steph said she wanted to be in the band, so I cut out Claire's face in the photo on our fridge and drew a picture of Steph. She likes sport and is the best at it in our class, so her new name is Striker.
Wow.
Yeah. Made sense.
I was in the wrong school. Obviously, I'm a lot younger than you, so I might not have even been alive when you were in primary school. But I would, if I was of the same age as you, I would have been in the wrong school. I would have loved to have been with Steph and Claire. I would have cracked Claire one, leaving a band like that. Unbelievable.
Mm. Left us in the lurch.
Striker. Right? I mean, that is a very intense nickname for
a good... No, so we had names for like the bands. You know, you had like Posh Spice, Scary Spice, Ginger Spice.
What was yours? Yeah.
That's what I mean. I can't remember. I definitely know hers was Striker. And I remember having that revelation, lying in the bath thinking, that night being like, what could Steph's name be for the band? And I was like, of course, Striker. Makes
a lot of this stuff is in a bath, isn't it? Yeah. I've noticed that.
Yeah.
Whether it's swimming baths or a domestic bath.
I do some of my best thinking in the bath.
It's an aquatic theme your whole life.
we'll leave that there.
And then I sign it off with, take care, Sophie. And that is the end of that diary entry and the start of the crazy kids. And the end, to be fair.
Oh, really?
Start and the end.
Wait, I thought we were going to build into a career.
It was over as quickly as it started, Will. The thing is, the highlight, the peak of the crazy kids was getting our photo in the Evening Mail. And then after that, the songwriting very quickly dwindled and we were never to be heard of again.
But you also claimed earlier on. Go on.
No, I'm just thinking about the newspaper. Either there must be really not a lot going on.
No, there's not.
The paper department. Also, out of what's happening right now in the world, you've got a paedophile breaks into a swimming pool and steals all the little girls' underwear. That doesn't even break a headline anywhere. And yet they're like, oh, but there's a band. of these
I
kids.
I did write to them. Bless them. When I remember when I last went home, maybe a year or two ago, and you know, like you get the little, the signs outside of like news agents where it's got the headlines and stuff. The headline for the paper that day was "Stop feeding our horses" was on one side, and the other side said "Free Greg sausage roll with today's evening mail," and they were the headlines. So you can imagine
that's just the North in a headline, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's literally you've just epitomised the entire North in one headline. And I can well, number one, I really fancy a sausage, bean and cheese melt now.
Ooh.
Stop feeding our horses.
Stop feeding our horses. And then the other one was "Free sausage roll with a day's evening mail." And I bet you the one the next day said "Stop feeding our horses sausage rolls."
Oh, it's upsetting because I was going to do that joke as well. I'm too slow off the mark.
Will, have you ever been in the papers?
Have
you ever been famous? What's the most famous thing you've ever done, Will?
I don't know.
Probably your radio show that you host every morning, Crown on Breakfast, and it's on Radio Essex, everybody. Radio Chelmsford, sorry.
Radio Chelmsford, quite. No, everyone does that. Thanks for the plug for a different radio station. I appreciate it. What's that? I don't think I've ever been in the newspaper. I have, but not just for me, you know?
Did you not write to the local newspaper and be like,
no.
People didn't do that in the South.
No,
we didn't. I am a PR genius.
I don't think I've ever been in the newspaper. I've been, because of like some of the stuff we do online and whatever, I've had some weird recognising moments. That I've had some very strange ones of those.
Have you?
Where people recognise you?
Yeah. So what's happens,
the weirdest one?
So you know, we're all online. People see our faces more often than the average person. That's the best way to explain it. I hate the term famous. I don't think I'm at that point. What I'm saying is Kevin Hart does a brilliant sketch on it. It's called Click Famous. When you see someone and you go,
Yeah.
So I think that's the that's the highest point I've ever got, really. And the worst thing is I've found out in my later adult years, I look a little bit like Lee Ryan from Blue.
Yes, you do.
Oh, gosh, yes.
So I've several times on a night out locally, people have gone, "Are you Lee Ryan?" Because they'll look at you, they'll go, "I know that face. I've seen that guy before." And then someone will go, "Oh, he looks like Lee Ryan." And they're like, "Holy shit, are you Lee Ryan from Blue?" I'm offended because the geezer's like late 40s. So,
please say you said yes at some point. That would be so funny. Just go, "Yes, I am."
I've never.
Just say yes and then just let them think it the whole night and see how your night pans out.
I don't think I'll get away with it anymore. my hashtag is Chubby Lee Ryan. That's what every post I put up is hashtag Chubby Lee Ryan. I run with it myself. I entertain myself with it.
I've just realised the most embarrassing time I ever got recognised. And so go on. You were there, Sophie.
What? Why? Tell me.
Do you remember? I went for a colposcopy.
Oh my God! This is the best story ever!
Wait, what's a colposcopy?
A colposcopy is where if you have a smear test and then your results come back abnormal, you go for a slightly more...
A deeper delve.
Deeper delve. Yeah, okay. It's a camera invasive. Up your vagina, a bit more invasive.
I'm just going to interrupt and say, if you haven't had one recently, it's very important to do so. And I'm a bloke, so
yes,
there you go.
Go get them done. Yeah. So important. So
if Will's
important.
Done it, you can. Right. Just in case, Will. Just in case. So yeah, I had a dodgy smear, and I got invited to go and have a biopsy, and I asked Sophie to come with me, and we went to the hospital. And this was all like pre-COVID stuff, and so you have to go into the little room and you have to take off your knickers. Sophie was watching, they wouldn't get stolen. And then you put your legs up in Europe and there's a doctor and a nurse in the room. And then they put a camera right up your foof and you can see on a huge TV in the room, you can see your cervix blown up by like 1,000 and it's
looks
massive.
Like a little donut.
It does. It looks quite edible. And
big camera, normal size camera. I'm concerned.
It's a tiny little camera,
microscopic little camera.
But
yeah.
I should hope so. Yeah, they have to like put your legs in stirrups, and then they put you the little and it kind of like opens you
it's
up.
A speculum.
That's the one.
I thought they were called forceps.
No, that's to grab a baby and pull it out. They look like barbecue tongs. Yeah,
I've got them. Not for pulling out a bacon, barbecue.
Yeah, it didn't look like that.
But so what happened was we put the camera up there and we saw on the giant screen. Well, I mean,
it was a team effort. She was there. She had to endure it.
Everyone was there. Everyone was helping. And upon the screen came my cervix. And then right there in the middle of my cervix, sitting there, was a pubic hair. But what was really awkward was it wasn't mine. It was a little curly black Afro-Caribbean hair, which is the hair that my boyfriend has. Yes. There was his hair just sitting there, right there in the middle of my cervix. And everyone was like, oh. And I went bright red. And the doctor was like, it's okay. We'll just wash that away. And was like trying to wash it away. And that's when the nurse went, do you make videos? And I was like, yes. And she was like, oh, I've seen your videos. And she's like, oh, I must tell my husband I met you. And then she added, don't worry, I won't say where.
Oh, my goodness.
Right, guys, it's the time of the show where we open the floor to you.
Oh, I'm excited for this one. We've had some good ones.
So we did a shout out to say so Sophie mistook the fact that she was in the paper for the fact that she was famous. So we asked people, what other things did you believe when you were younger that you, when you grew up, you realise, oh no, wait, that wasn't really real, was it? So we've had a couple of ones in here. Okay, things that you believed when you were younger that you don't believe now. So this is from Miller Buffer. Miller BFH says that if I touched any buttons in the car would crash, even when it wasn't running.
Oh, that's a parent's influence, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Oh, the car
Don't
won't start.
You dare
until
touch
your seatbelt's on. Yeah.
Touch anything.
It's like old one, illegal to have the light on when you're driving.
Yes. I thought that as well.
Yeah, I did until like only a few years ago. And I was like, why?
You got these two gigantic lamps in front of you pointing forward, and all of a sudden it's illegal to have one in front. It's just how stupid we are as kids, isn't it? Don't turn that one on, you get arrested.
So Omar Swari 86 says he believed that the announcer or the presenter on the TV was watching him personally, like Ooh, really looking at him. Which I get because the presenters are talking to you, the audience, but he was just thinking it absolutely personally. And being like, right, just he's chatting
That's
me.
That's insanely weird.
Yeah, what? But it does make sense.
It makes sense as a kid. You're like, they're talking to me. Shh, they're talking to me. Hold on.
Like, I thought the police were everywhere, always watching.
Well, so the kid must have thought he had a camera on his TV. Omar, we need to do a welfare check-in, mate, because I'm concerned. If that was the weirdest thing, what are the normal things he thinks?
Well, this one's even weirder, not gonna lie. Mrs. Andrea Rose says, I thought that when I was thinking that the voice in my mind was the angels speaking to me. You can hear your own thought, like you can hear yourself talking back to yourself, like you can hear words. Can you hear that? I can definitely hear.
Yeah, I can.
I've got a serious talent.
Go on.
I can hear the voice in my head is obviously your own voice, yeah? It's everyone's own voice. I can change the voice.
No way.
I promise you, literally, I can do it in Sophie's accent, in your accent, I can do it in anyone's, in my head. So I can have you talking to me saying what I want you to say. That sounded weird, but I don't mean it like that. I can change the voice in my head to anyone.
That makes my brain hurt.
That's not scary.
I'm just trying to think now, though. Does the voice in my head have an accent?
Yeah, your accent, yeah.
I don't know if it does.
So if I'm just going to, I'm going to say four words, right?
Right.
Go on.
And then all you need to do, both of you, is just say it in my voice. You've just heard it in your head, and then the talent will be created. You ready?
Okay, go on. Go on.
Hi, how are you?
No, that's my accent, it is.
No way. I've got such a unique talent.
There's no way I've even proven it. We'll just have to take your word. Imagine trying to go on Britain's Got Talent with that. Be like, right, in my head, I can hear different voices. They'll be like, right, mate, would you like to go to hospital?
Help me, please.
Quick, John, right. Give us something else.
A couple more here. So Zoe Brown says, I believed I could fly like Peter Pan, so I jumped off the top bunk of my bed and it hurt.
Yep, defo done that. And off the wall with an umbrella thinking I was Mary Poppins.
Oh, yeah. Trying to do my mum did that when she was younger in the 60s. She saw it at the movies, went home with her friend, jumped out the first floor window with an umbrella, broke her leg.
What is going on? I'm so confused.
But that's how influential TV and movies are.
But are your parents not around to say, whoa, 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 don't be silly?
It was probably not in the 60s. Yeah, everyone was just left around.
They were down the pub getting drunk.
Yeah. Wait, hang on. Who? None of you two were around in the 60s?
No, this was my mother.
Johanna may have been.
Yeah, but... Unbelievable. Late 70s at a push. No, but so you just said you jumped off your bunk bed and hit a wall with an umbrella thinking you're Mary Poppins.
Yeah, I used to jump off a bunk bed thinking we could try and fly. Yeah. And then, yeah, I used to jump off my garden wall with an umbrella thinking I could fly. But my garden wall was only about 4 or 5 foot high.
I used to believe something crazy when I was... I'm just going to be honest with you. Until about 10 years ago.
So, Santa.
Like, no. I've never said this publicly.
It's the scoop.
I used to think that there was... 3 pipes from the throat. One was for food, one was for drink, and one was for breathing.
I thought that your lungs were different stomachs. One was for food, like your dinner, and one was for dessert.
Oh, amazing.
That makes sense.
That's because of the old wives' tale. Oh, you've always got room for dessert, isn't it? That's how it's come there.
Yeah, because it goes to your pudding tummy.
It is quite clever, isn't it, that like one tube fills all 3 of those things.
That's the sweetest thing I've ever heard you say, Johanna. Your pudding tummy.
Your pudding tummy.
I really got an empty pudding tummy. I could have some more, please, mommy. The kids, right? And I'm talking the younger generation now. Well, yeah. Bearing in mind, we, us three, are in the golden generation. We are the best age group ever. We've got respect and values of the older generations with the modern day techniques.
Right? Yeah, we had this discussion, didn't we, Will? We're the last generation where we can
cross over analog and digital.
The new ones and the old ones can't do the new. Yeah.
So the new ones, all they have against, for some reason, always including ourselves, when you're younger, you have some vendetta against older generations. You hate being called young when you're 16, but don't want to be called old when you're 25. You know, it's weird. Anyway, the only thing they have is technology to try and use against us, but we are the instigators.
Yeah, we're the ones.
Technology.
Yeah, we're the ones that started this shit. You know, we're the Vine generation. We're the Facebook, MySpace, Bebo generation. Don't fuck with us.
But you're right. We are right in the sense of we are the only generation that can bridge the two, because the younger generation, Sophie, they wouldn't even know what writing into a local newspaper is. To be honest, I can't remember the last time I actually saw a physical newspaper.
And that's why I'm the queen of PR. Thank you so much, Will. Where can everybody find you if they want to find you?
ideally, just virtually.
Just around Chelmsford, apparently.
Yeah, it's @WillRichards on Instagram with 2 S's at the end. That's where I am. But I think most people will...
Will Richards.
And exactly. Also plug your radio show for us too.
Yeah, I do a breakfast show weekdays, Monday, 6 a.m. till 10 a.m. on Radio Chelmsford. You can listen by downloading the app. There you go.
There you go. Boom. You say that a lot, don't you?
That
was beautiful.
It's everything's tuned in now, which is horrible because you can tell when I haven't tuned something in. Thank you both as well. You're amazing and I absolutely love this, and I hope one day we can do it again.
Yeah, we absolutely. Thanks so much, Will.
I love you.
We love
you. Have a good day, guys.
Yeah, have a fantastic day. Stay safe, everyone, and keep positive, because, you know, it's going to be a good day.